Today, when we breathe together, emphasizing the exhalation more, slightly more, exhaling deep. Maybe even putting a little bit of effort into that exhale, really, really push the body into that release. And from the standpoint of the lungs, deep exhalation connects also with deeply releasing all of the stale air. But the body cannot use what is not beneficial anymore, really, really getting it out. That deep, slow exhalation phase of the breath as well, it really signals to the body to sink down, the shoulders to drop a little bit. And if there's a sighing sound that wants to come out, that the body wants to make. Good. We have a new hive of bees here, and they are quite peaceful and happy and sweet, and I go out to them every day and om beside the hive, and I tell them that I love them and I'm so happy that they're here. There was a second smaller box meant to catch wild swarms. And indeed, a swarm of bees had taken up residence there. We were excited. We go from nothing now to two colonies of bees, which is wonderful, but we had to get that swarm box out of a tree where it was strapped and tied. We had to get it down in the middle of the night when the bees would be more docile. Suffice it to say that we are rookies, we're beginners at this. We misjudged how difficult it was going to be. And the box fell from the tree to the forest floor. I was horrified. So I gathered up the box in my arms. Bees swarming angrily around me, and I brought it to where their new home, their new empty hive is, waiting for them. And I set it down beside. We just backed away, trying to give them some space. And a day or so later, when we went back to move them into their new, beautiful, large hive, we lifted the lid of that box, and I was horrified at the destruction and the death that that fall had caused inside. I was horrified that I was somehow the cause of that. all of these wonderful little high vibrational little bee beings that I just wanted to welcome them here. That was what I wanted. And we made such a destructive mess of it. Later, I walked in the woods and I wept at the part that I had played in that. Reciting out loud the Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you, and even felt strange to put that thank you on the end as it felt very presumptuous. I don't think we're at that point yet, the bees and I. And I share this little story because there is a grief wave that is being triggered. And there are two parts to this. The first part is a pure grief wave, meaning it could be about seeing destruction, death, suffering, pain outside of you. Perhaps it was something that occurred in your own life as well, a death. And it has just simply triggered that, opened that up. And you might be spinning in it. And I know that some of you are listening to this saying, well, hello, I've been actually feeling this for months, or I went through this months ago, and it's true, we could be going through it at different times, but it is really up. The human aspect is the one that grieves. And we could say, well, the soul aspect would have this perception or that perception. But when it is up, when it is on, when that grief wave has been triggered, we need to just hunker down with the human aspect. And just be there, just cradle it. While it moves through that grieving process, there is a lot that is being grieved. There is a lot that has been changed in our lives. At some points, it would feel like things taken away from us, changed when we did not want them to change. If some of this is delayed from the last 3 years, what we might have experienced, what our experience was moving through those last 3 years. There is a second aspect of this, iteration of this. And that is perhaps a slightly more edgy one, because this is about destruction or suffering that we have caused. Some of that might be coming up, and it might be old stuff where we were unskillful, maybe even downright unconscious, and don't even have to tell you what's possible, what we might say or do or choose, react, in that state of being, but we've all been there, we've all done it. That might be coming up. It's coming up, remember, because it is not a vibrational match to you anymore. It cannot go with you where you are going. You being the Master of Light incarnate on the ascension path, yes, yes, and yes. But in order for this to move through, I got to just sink back into it a little bit. Let the human grieve. For some, it is that you're looking at your body and realizing what you have done or not done, the effects of that. And it might very well be that something has been catalyzed that now has its own momentum in your body. And you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed or out of control with that. It's a scary place to be. It might be emotional. It might be something physical. But this second part of this, or iteration of this grief wave in general, does have to do with where we have had something to do with destruction or suffering, breakdown, pain, misunderstanding. So there, forgiveness issues might be in there as well. You can see that. It's a tangle. It is so difficult to see that. And to have to own that. The Master of Light aspect indeed would take responsibility. Not to the point where you stitch it into the fabric of your being, as it were. But rather acknowledging. It weighs heavily on the human, though. Because at the heart of you, the precious human wants to be good. Of course, the side of that, it wants to be liked, yes, but it wants to be good, it wants to do the right thing. It is naturally caring and compassionate. And when it lands right in our faces that we have to see where we were not that, we chose out of alignment of the purity of our being. It weighs heavily on the human. So just cutting yourself some slack as we move through this. And some of it is, so what I'm talking about now, of course, is the very individual aspect of this grief wave, where it has to do with you, your choices, your body, your emotional body, your immediate relationships. Mm. There is the grief wave, of course, when we tune into pieces of information about what our human brothers and sisters, our nature, animal beings, all beings on the planet, what they are going through. And sometimes if we are empathic and open and very permeable, and you simply come across those pieces of information, we will feel it very, very deeply. And that can trigger that grief wave. There is a very collective, almost a planetary grief wave. There is another little part of this too, another little nuance of this, which has to do with anticipatory. It's almost like you're grieving for it. You can see what's coming, and it might be with a particular person. It might be again with yourself, your own body. Maybe you have pieces of information that are suggesting what might be coming for the collective. And there is a sort of anticipatory grief. That's a difficult one to process because it hasn't quite landed in the body with that devastating thud as when it's right in front of your face. The person has died, or the hive is ruined and crushed, or whatever it might be, then it lands in that awful technicolor experience in the body, the pain body, the emotional body. But that anticipatory grief, it's like a state of suspension. And yet there it is, because we can see it. It's in front of us. We know it's going to happen. The person is going to die. The relationship is going to end. The disease process is going to do whatever it is going to do based on its momentum. That is also part of the grief wave. And as much as we talk about ascension and the reality of ascension as being, you know, we are sort of 1 foot in the fourth dimension and 1 foot in the fifth dimension. Let's just make it, you know, very simple and linear in that way. And that's very true. But the aspects of us that are still navigating through that third, fourth dimensional lived experience, it must be felt. And it is necessary, because remember, and it's difficult to remember sometimes when something has triggered us into that very human grief wave. They slammed us right back into that limbic brain aspect of the human experience. But here is your reminder, Master of Light. You are at least, if you're listening to this, you are at least 51% vibrating in the higher dimensional realms, your vibrational set point, your perceptual set point, are at least 51%. I'm playing a little bit, I'm joking a little bit, but the majority of you, to whatever degree, is vibrating in those bandwidths. So it's okay to let the human aspect move through the fullness of its experience. A lot of this is from the past. It is not a vibrational match to you now. What might be, again, that experience, who those of us who are having the experience of it, it's right in your face. The destruction, pain, suffering that you caused. That's a difficult one. So let us remember that the pure source light of our being, that you as love incarnate, I as love incarnate, am embracing, we are embracing that human aspect. That is having to wrestle with that. And sink back into a place of responsibility. If possible, try to cleanse the body or keep the food and what goes in the body as clear as possible, because density going in, out of harmony energy bundles going into the body are just going to keep you in the mire longer. These density bundles exist on multiple levels, and they exist in the body on multiple levels as well, and some are going to be very, very physical. It will help you to move through the emotional aspect of this more smoothly. Dare I say, I'm going to use the word quickly, not that we're trying to rush this through or anything, but you will navigate this more smoothly. The clearer the body is. Because you know that the body and the emotional body are extremely connected. Grief can feel heavy and sort of sodden. It's got a very boggy, watery sort of feel to it. Remember the alchemical flame. When you are feeling a little bit better, in the moments in your flow, in your day, when you're already starting to feel a little bit better, a little bit brighter, those are the moments when you can start to connect to, even sort of say, ah, yes, here we are. I am the alchemical flame. And that alchemical flame is transmuting all of the density that does not support my upliftment and the upliftment of all beings. And I stand now in the purity of my source connection and my power as an alchemical flame that is transmuting energies for the good of all beings. I stand now as that light, that pattern in the field, that blazing coherent pattern that is doing light's work for the upliftment of all beings. Trust the light that you are. I dare say, I don't want to be a total Debbie Downer, but I dare say that we're not through this grief. This grief wave is not something that we're going to get through tickety-boo, you know, in 6 weeks or so. I think we're going to have to, this is like a new set of muscles. We've got to get good at processing through the waves as they come up. There's a lot, even in your own beingness, your own soul field configuration. You've got multiple lifetime explorations that are being processed. This third dimensional earth is dissolving back up into higher dimensional versions or expressions. All the third dimensional stuff is up for transmutation. That is a lot. There are going to be more triggers to come. You have the power of your connection, your vertical alignment with the highest light. And we have each other. Yes, you felt that, didn't you? Good. Feel it. Because I feel you right now. And I love you enough to tell you I need it right now. And I hope you feel me right now. All right. Onward ho, Master of Light. Onward ho.